My name is Lori. I'm a paramedic. I work in Vancouver in the downtown east side.
How many years?
Oh, I've been the downtown east side for 22 years now.
Working.
Yeah.
My name is Deborah. I work Surrey, and I've been a paramedic for 20 years.
Rick McKenzie, worked at downtown core, paramedic for 13 years.
And what bring you to stand on the street this morning?
Just to voice our opinion on Bill 21 and how the fact that the Vancouver Olympic Organizing Committee has mandated this bill to come through, has forced this contract to come through, has prevented any negotiations. We're here to fight for the ambulance service, for the paramedics to be able to treat the patients the way we need to treat the patients, to give the tools that we need, to get more people on the street working for us. That's what we're here for. We can't be privatized. The service will go right down the drain if it's privatized. We need to be here to help the people, and that's why we're out this morning.
What is for you the Bill 21? Can you explain to people who don't know?
Yeah.
It's not negotiation.
Yeah.
It's a forced contract that has absolutely nothing in it for us, and it stops all negotiations, again, so that VanOck and the Olympics can continue uninterrupted.
Can continue bargaining with the government. The government refused to bargain with us to negotiate a contract, so they forced a contract because they didn't want to negotiate it. And they didn't want us acting up during the Olympics. They wanted to keep everything nice and quiet. That's why that was forced on us.
So why do you want to continue to work for the government?
Oh, the BC Ambulance Service is a public service. It was born out of a caring concern for the communities and the people. It's not that we work for the government exactly. It's that the service that we provide is paid for out of the taxes that people pay. To be privatized, the government will keep all of our tax money, but the user, you, if you need an ambulance, will pay $200-$300 for that use.
It'll be thousands.
Or thousands.
Thousands. In Alberta, it's $1,000 to $2,000 for an ambulance. Now they're going back to a provincial ambulance service after having a private ambulance service that didn't work.
We don't see ourselves as government workers.
No.
We see ourselves as a public service.
We are.
That our generations before us fought to put in to help the people, to be there for the people in an affordable way. Privatization will make it unaffordable and will lower the standards of care down drastically.
Do you think there would be other ways than privatizing to work with the people, to heal the people?
Not to be affordable to the people. This that it has to be paid for by the tax dollars is what makes it affordable to the people.
Everybody in the province can get the same service. That's why we're doing the job that we do right now. Everybody in the province get the same service. We need to have people that are trained to this level everywhere.
If we're privatized, we become a business. We become a business that the government will make money off of.
You see that?
They'll keep the tax dollars, and they'll charge, and they'll take money from that.
And all we did is they work for the business. Like, they work for VanOck, and the Olympics is also about business.
Absolutely.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was business that forced this bill on us. It was business. We do this job because we love to do this job. When we're helping people, that's what we're meant to do. That's why we're out there. We're not out there for the money or the glory. We're out there to help the people. And that's why we work the job that we do. Unfortunately, they take advantage of this, right? They know we love what we do. And they know we couldn't possibly stop service. We couldn't do it. Our morals, our ethics wouldn't let us. We just couldn't do it. And they're taking advantage of that, right? All we want to do is help people. That's all we want to do.
And I don't know if you all work in the downtown east side, but you two work in the downtown east side?
No, I'm in Surrey.
And you're in Surrey.
I work in Surrey.
But how do you feel about the consequences, like, directly on the people on the streets and in the downtown east side, like, affected by all the consequences of the Olympics, like gentrification, police repression, and many other...
Unfortunately, the Olympics are tending to push people away, right? I mean, I have noticed in the last probably 3 or 4 months there are less people downtown. I'm not quite sure where they're going, but there are less people downtown.
They're being moved.
They're being moved somewhere. I don't know where they're being moved, right?
They're being hidden.
And I think that Van Ock, like sweeping us and keeping us quiet, is again somehow trying to hide what's going on in the downtown east side when the world comes to visit. And I can't stand that. We have problems. We need to fix the problems. We can't just hide them for a little while. And then they'll just come back out after the Olympics are gone. It makes me mad. Really mad. It's false.
A big question that lives in me is if there would be other ways to work with the people to heal, to find ways to heal with the people, other ways than through the hospital or through demanding the government to fix the problems. Do you think we could organize without the government in this issue?
No, not in this society the way it sits. No.
We're stuck with what we have right now. We have to try and work with them. And all of us do. All of us do. We're stuck in that position, and it's a horrible position. They're what we have to work with. We have to find the right people to put in there, or to find the right people that are going to fight the fight, that are strong and intelligent and have, unfortunately, the backing, the business community backing, or that kind of thing. We have to work with them. We don't have a choice, unfortunately. I wish we did, but we don't.
Well, and it's the people that we're working with. Gordon Campbell, the Premier of British Columbia, and Falcon, the Minister of Health, don't care about the people. They don't. They're supposed to be there for the people of the province. They don't give a shit about the people. It's all about the dollar, money, and big business.
Absolutely.
So that's where the problem lies. It lies with our leaders. So in answer to your question, then maybe, yeah, if we could get rid of those two, and put some people in those seats that actually care about the people and spend the money wisely and rightly, we wouldn't even be here today. We're only here because of those two men.
Most of the politicians who control the government are still out of the business.
We're not as radical as you. We're not like a total anti-government throw-them-over people.
No.
We are really about trying to make it all work together. It's too diverse. There's too many cultures here for us all to be ever 100% happy and to have everything our way. But those people are openly corrupt. They're openly corrupt right in front of us. And that's what we're allowing as a group of people. It's them we have to get rid of, and then we'll all be fine.
What is your general emotion about the Olympics?
Honestly, at first I was very excited that they were coming.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity. I was here when we had Expo 86, and I loved it. I loved all the people coming to Vancouver and finding out how beautiful British Columbia was, that kind of thing. And when the Olympics were coming, I was excited that they were coming. And then it started getting worse and worse. There was more money spent and more things swept under the table and more bills showing up. And now...
The homeless hidden. Paramedics forced to Bill 21. It's been ruined. The Olympics have been ruined. It's left a bad taste.
Everything. And they haven't stopped. They haven't stopped spending thousands, millions and millions of dollars without even thinking about spending it. Now, I can't even stand the thought of the Olympics. I live downtown, too. I won't be able to walk my dog. All the zones will be secure. There are no parks that I can go to close because my dog and I won't be allowed there because of the security. It's going to be a nightmare for everybody here. They've spent way too much money, and I can't stand the thought of the Olympics now, which is a shame because the athletes work so hard to do what they do and to compete, right? And they've made it a complete political, financial, big thing without remembering the basic of the Olympics, which are these athletes that work so hard to compete, right? And it's a shame that they're getting buried in all this, I don't know, big political nonsense, bullshit mess that makes me mad. So right now, no, I don't want the Olympics to be here. I'm tired of the Olympics. Anything
they're
going to
be
the
here.
I know, we can't stop them. We're stuck with them. So let's make sure that we're out there showing them that, look, this is what the government does. This is what BC does to their people. Their people are forgotten. You put on a big party, but you forget the people, and it pisses me off.
You forgot the good point. You can go to the hockey game for only $3,500.
Yes, yes.
You were resident of Vancouver,
know.
You?
No, I could. Yes, I could. And I could make thousands of dollars and rent my house out and just go on a vacation to Hawaii. I could do that. No, I know. No.
What would you tell the people, because you have the chance right now, what would you say to people that they could do, what they could do? What are the needs you would share?
Fight Bill 21. It's not just about paramedics. It's about the democratic right, the civil rights of every person in British Columbia.
Absolutely.
People at home, like, come out to the rallies that you hear about that are happening. Do show some support. Write to your MLAs. It's for not just about us. It's for every citizen of British Columbia. We're watching democracy fall right in front of us. Everybody has an interest in this. Young, old, it doesn't matter where you work, whether you're a union worker or not,
That's
or
right.
what your political views are or anything.
That's right.
This is about fighting for democracy.